Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. How are you? What's going on around your house that needs my attention? Well, we're here for you today, as we are each and every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on WBEN, and where we've been since 1989, right here for you at 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now in the 716-803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's that Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can write your question there if you don't want to wait on hold. Well, certainly that's another option. Just write your question in on the text board. But you need to be patient with us because the way the text board puts the text up, they're kind of backwards. So we have to decipher what you're saying. Anyway, the same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. So call or text. We'd love to have you be part of the show. We're going to be talking this morning for a little bit, mixing into your with your questions, about something that I've kind of been collecting in my mind over these last almost 50 years that I've been doing this, and that is structural integrity of your home. And did you buy a house that had a structural integrity issue? And I'll tell you a couple stories. And I'd like to know if you're living with something in your home that's structurally suspect. And this could be, you know, a sag in the roof. It could be an uneven floor. It could be a wall that's not plumb. There's a lot of things that could fall into that category. So I'd like to throw that topic out and hear your stories about a home you might have that's you're living with a lean or a roll. 803-0930. I want to encourage everybody to give the gift of the cooking school. That's right. Go to Cortez.net and drop down menu. Come home to Cortez Cooking School, our chef Jerry Clemente. And each Monday, first Monday of the month, there is a cooking class. And if you go to Cortez.net, you'll be able to see the upcoming classes. We just had a class on Abruzzi. And let's see, we're next going in January to Rome, and we'll be making Roman saltimbocca and classic Roman pastas. Cacio e pepe, do you know what that is? That's one of my favorite. It's with a pepper and cheese. February, we're traveling to, we're actually making lasagna in February. In March, Sicilian Easter traditions. April, we're cooking with truffles. In May, we're traveling to one of my favorite regions of Italy, Emilia-Romagna. That's where Parmigiano Reggiano comes from. And June, Risotto 101. So the next six classes are lined up for you. And as they say, how about giving the gift of the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School by clicking on the gift icon, and you can give a certificate for a loved one for coming to our Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. And if you're going to come out our way, well, how about a tour of our facilities at 9074 Main Street in Clarence? We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of the street. We just won the Beautification Award from the Chamber of Commerce, which we're very proud of. So if you'd like a tour, we'd love to give you one. And of course, as I say, if you'd like to be a participant in our cooking school, well, that's certainly something we would welcome as well. Check out everything we do at our website, cortese.net, and come by for a tour, and we'd love to show you around. So oftentimes, you know, you walk into a house and you wonder, why is this floor uneven? And this happened recently where I was in a home of substance on the west side of Buffalo, a fairly large home, three-story. The second floor had a roll in it that was hard to miss. It actually, you know, was something that you would feel as you walked over it. And the homeowners were told by the home inspector that it added to the character of the old house that it was. Of course, I was very concerned about it because I swear to God, it was several inches. Well, we were brought in to remodel the kitchen. So we're right below this area where this roll was. And so we started taking the kitchen apart, and the house was plaster and lath. Well, guess what was holding this house together? The plaster and lath. Because when we started to remove it, the house started to collapse. And why? Well, here's the rub. When they installed a bathroom on the second floor, they cut through the floor joists so seriously that they were gone. They had no structural integrity whatsoever. So the drain lines were cut right through the middle of the floor joists. So we had to stop work. We had to shore up the house. And we had to put a plan together, kind of an emergency one, to rebuild this whole floor or ceiling of the kitchen, floor of the second floor. And it was the master bedroom that was right above the kitchen. So imagine that. And the home inspector, of course, you know, in fairness, he could never have known that there was that degree of structural degradation because of the bathroom being put in. But, you know, he shouldn't have been so casual about what possibly could have been the reason for it, because it ended up being quite severe and quite serious. And that is a common one, by the way. We see that a lot where a plumbing system installed or retrofitted, a bathroom added and retrofitted into a house. And the only way that they could figure out to do it was to cut through the joists. Well, certainly that doesn't meet code. And if you didn't know that, hello, it doesn't meet code. And we find other ways to do that when we're adding a bathroom. And it may mean having to build a chaseway, you know, a soffit to hide the plumbing lines or bring them into a wall somewhere as opposed to running through floor joists. So that's a common one. We see that from time to time where we'll see compromised floor joists that have been cut through for plumbing. But other things too, and one of them that is also common in our area is foundational issues, movement of the soil, where the ground is not substantial enough to sustain the weight of the house. And those are quite severe. We've actually seen several cases where houses have begun to collapse from the movement of the ground and the foundation giving way because of that. The whole storyline there is, it used to be written in on plans that the soil-bearing capacity was assumed to be sufficient. Now, let me say that again, in case you missed it. The soil-bearing capacity was assumed to be sufficient to withstand the weight of the structure. Well, how stupid is that? When would you ever assume soil-bearing was sufficient? But that used to be code. That used to be allowed. And then with the homes collapsing in Amherst, we started to see a change in that. And now there's no longer assumption of soil bearing capacity, which I certainly agree with. In Amherst, we have to do testing of the soil to actually formulate how structurally sound the soil is to withstand the weight of a structure. And that's done with a core drill. A core drill is a corkscrew drill down into the dirt as deep as they can go, and then determining the layers of soil, the kinds of soil that are making up the layers, and a formulation then, an engineering formulation is done to calculate the capacity of that soil to hold the house. So that's how sophisticated it has become. But I totally agree with the necessity of that, because the downside of it is look what we have to deal with in some areas of Amherst with homes completely giving way. And other areas, too. It actually has happened in Clarence. Clarence more of attributable to the gypsum mines that are beneath the town and the shifting water tables that are related to that. So I'd like to hear your story, if you have one, about a structural issue with your house and how you dealt with it, 803-0930. And anything else that needs my attention around the house as we get ready for Christmas. Maybe you want to talk about stringing electrical lines and the safety involved with that. Anything I can help you with, we'd love to speak to you this Saturday morning here on WBEN, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today, so stop in or call us at 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Overtime Sports Lounge, now open at Falls View Casino. Watch all the sports on the biggest screen in Niagara. Cheer on your favorite teams and place a bet while enjoying our pub classics, like elevated smash burgers, handcrafted pizzas, and mouth-watering nachos. So good, you'll ask our chef for his autograph. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for more details. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Overtime Sports Lounge at Falls View Casino. Fans feast here.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. What's your case really worth? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case. So I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $600,000.
Do you have a case? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Juno Award-winning Colin James, January 25th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. With a career that has spanned over 30 years, Colin James continues to garner worldwide attention. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Colin James, live January 25th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Become an entertainment insider. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com today.
Hey, as winter sets in, it is the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there is no worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate, and they offer you unbeatable durability, and it's a breeze to clean up. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Call Gorilla Garage Gear at 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember, go, go, Gorilla. Always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Do you have a brick house, huh? 803-0930. We're talking about structural integrity of your home and if you have any structural integrity issues. And or anything else that needs my attention, as I said, this Saturday morning here as we wind our way through the month of December, getting ready for Christmas, 803-0930. Another question that we always ask at this time of year, fresh or artificial? We're a fresh tree family, and we have a tradition, not so much for it to be on display as a fresh tree, but just the whole tradition of going to cut it down. That's a Cortez family tradition where we all go together and cut down our trees. So we make a day of that. So we can talk about that too, or anything else, as they say, 803-0930. So back to the whole structural integrity discussion. I think it's safe to say if you're looking at a new home, spend a lot of time looking at the foundation because that is what's holding up everything. And is there a consideration for water drainage? We often see issues when there isn't one, where there's moisture issues in a basement attributable to the lack of a water drainage plan. And what I mean is, does this have a sump pump system? Now, sump pumps are a pain in the neck because you've got to make sure you're continuing to keep your eyes on them. But the job they do is just enormously important to help keep basements dry and keep your basement structurally sound as well. Houses hate water, and there are just so many things that could be attributable to what water can do to a house, starting with mold and mildew, and then leading to wood rot, and it goes from there. So taking an inventory of your basement, if you are concerned about moisture, this would be where I'd start. And if you don't have a sump pump system, you might want to consider one. It's involved. It means cutting around the perimeter edges of the foundation wall floor juncture, cutting that concrete away and trenching that area out and putting in perforated style drain tile to let the water be able to enter into that, and then connecting all that to the sump crock, which would be a pit in the corner where the sump pump will live and then be powered by electricity to lift the water up and out of the house and keep that basement drier. Now, lifting the water up and out of the house also means having a place for that water to go as well. So when we discharge water, we need to make sure it's piped well away from the house, or in a drain tile line that takes it to a storm sewer or to a culvert so that it doesn't cycle back. Oftentimes, we see scenarios where the sump pump is discharging right to the exterior of the home. And maybe it has a splash block and, you know, maybe it's cascading onto the lawn. Well, that is really irresponsible because all that is doing is allowing the water to drain back down and repeat the cycle. So I see that a lot where there's just no plan for discharge of your sump water. It needs to be piped well away. Now, then there's challenging scenarios where there's no place to go with that line. Well, we've got to figure something out. And even if it's if you simply resort to a trench with a line in it to a pit that's filled with stone somewhere remote that the sump is discharging to and then dissipating, you know, into the ground from there, well away from the house. So that is important. I would say to you that if you don't consider the point of exit for a sump pump, I wouldn't bother putting one in if you're just going to have it discharge outside and come right, allow for that water to come right back in. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about installing a sump pump system, is where is this water going to go and is it going to be piped well away from the house to allow for the proper drainage and then eliminating the repeat of the cycle of water coming back in. So keeping basements dry and keeping them free of moisture, two valued components, because we're eliminating water, we're eliminating structural integrity issues that water can cause from wood rot, and then certainly we're eliminating any issues with the possibility of mold or mildew. To Chichtawaga we go, and Bob, good morning. You're on WBEN. Hi, Bob.
Question. Hi, how are you?
Good, sir.
I wanted to ask you a question. I was listening to a conversation today about the 33 and the cover-up of the 33 or the removal of the 33 totally, and then the redirection of the traffic onto William or Clinton and other areas in which they're looking at, 75,000 cars per day on additional streets and trucks.
Right.
I was wondering what you thought about what's going to happen to the structures along those routes, especially the houses with the rumbling and the fumes.
Yeah, good question.
And one last point, Dominic, what I got out of this whole thing, it's to herd either into downtown or to be able to buy properties along Pacific routes for future ventures, which is okay, I guess, but that changes our lifestyles, and I don't know if that's for us. So,
it's a great question and a great topic, and it's a little bit out of my area of expertise, but I do have an opinion. I think the 33 is a fracture in our city. It cuts through our city. It divides the city. It's actually created a social economic divide. And I think making it go away is probably a good thing. And eliminating it altogether, I would say, is not an absurd possibility, because it has been proven that our street system is actually designed to be able to accommodate the entrance and exit into downtown. And the truth is that our roads are designed for more population than we have. So dividing the drive-in over several different paths may be something we don't even notice at the end of the day. Now, I don't see that happening, us eliminating the 33 altogether, even though that is, I think, being considered. I think the essence of it is that unifying the neighborhoods that have been divided by the 33 are certainly, I think, important. Now, getting into your question about structural integrity from the rumbling, you know, I think it's safe to say that based on the age of the homes that line most of the city streets, that we're safe with that, because, you know, they've been through a lot already with, you know, all the years that they've been in place. And I think structural integrity can be assured once a structure's been standing tried and true for all these years. But there's something to be said about, you know, excessive vibration. Whether it would affect a foundation is, I think, safe to say that it wouldn't. I think we would be safe to say that those foundations are going to withstand that.
And I thank you very much for your opinion. I just would point out the speed bumps. They seem to be getting more and more as I drive in Buffalo.
I've noticed them as well. Yeah. A little annoying, but I can understand what they're for. You just have to be paying attention to how often they do pop up down a street. So you're right. Thanks for your call, though. Great question. 803-0930 is the number for you to dial this Saturday morning here on WBEN. As we get ready to take our bottom of the hour news break, let's see. A texter's writing, City of Buffalo has no storm sewers. That's right. They require some pumps to drain to the front lawn, not too far from the house foundation. Well, yeah, but there needs to be a plan with where that water is going to go. As I said, a pit would be what I'd recommend in that setting. The 33 was built when that neighborhood was predominantly German, Irish, and Polish. Yes, it did still create a divide, and it created the whole designation of East and West. And I think that creating the designation of the City of Buffalo is what we should be promoting. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. We're back with more after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. A domestic incident in Cheektowaga on Friday ended with an unfortunate outcome as a man took his own life inside of a residence on Dean Road. According to Cheektowaga police, the man had entered a house that belonged to a woman of which he had a previous relationship with, ordered her out of the house, and then proceeded to shoot the microwave and a door before eventually turning the gun on himself. At one point, police even asked residents nearby to shelter in place in their basements, but the order was soon lifted after the incident was resolved. A 19-year-old Buffalo male has been sentenced to 23 years in prison, followed by 5 years of post-release supervision after the fatal shooting of a teenage girl last year. The adolescent offender pleaded guilty on October 4th to one count of manslaughter in the first degree and was denied youthful offender adjudication as part of the plea deal. The 19-year-old shot a 16-year-old Niagara Falls girl with an illegal gun as he and a juvenile offender were attempting to rob another man in the driver's seat of the car. The Sabres will be back in action on Saturday night when they host the Canadiens for a matchup at KeyBank Center downtown. Head coach Don Granato says it's more than likely that Devin Levi will get the start in goal after a stellar performance on Thursday against the Bruins. Face-off is set for 7 p.m. over in our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Well, it's true that sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Remodel your bathroom. We remodel bathrooms, and certainly we partner with the best companies out there, one of them being Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300, or better than that, stop in to their wonderful showroom in Willitzer Park. It's Twin City Glass.
110 years and four generations, Reed's Gens has been entrusted to be part of so many families' holiday traditions. I've heard of stories that the mere glance of our box brings joy and excitement from the anticipation of that special treasure that's inside. Our collection of fine jewelry and watches is carefully curated. Each diamond and colored gemstone is hand-selected from one of the world's cunning centers and brought home to Buffalo so our team of designers can create something unique. Most of our jewelry is crafted in our own factory, right here in Western New York. Reed's Gens has also been chosen to represent some of the world's finest designers and Swiss watch brands. If you're getting engaged this holiday, I ask for the opportunity to show you our diamonds. Once your diamond is selected, we'll create your setting to fit your diamond and your fiancé's finger perfectly. All of us at Reed's Gens wish you a joyous holiday. Reed's Gens, the official jeweler of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres, and the official jeweler of Santa.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
It's football season, and the NFL is in full effect on the free Odyssey app. We're heading into the final stretch of the regular season, and the playoff picture is starting to come into focus. Whatever team you're rooting for, the free Odyssey app has you covered with the local talk and your team's podcasts. Plus, listen to play-by-play of every Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night game from Westwood One. If you're looking for the NFL, it's all on the free Odyssey app. Download it today and search for your favorite team. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Looking for top-notch personal protection? The Smith & Wesson Equalizer is here to level the playing field. Easy-to-rack slide, easy-to-control ergonomic grip. It's designed for you. With a 10, 13, and 15-round magazine included, size up for better control or size down for easier concealment. Don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your safety. Visit your local dealer now. To learn more about the Equalizer, visit smith-wesson.com. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. All capacity sizes may not be available in your jurisdiction. Be sure to check your local laws and regulations.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Well, it's safe to say pretty soon Santa Claus is coming to town with his sled full of toys and 8 reindeer. Now, that's a lot of weight if you add it all up on your roof. And we need to think about that weight load. It's Dominic here, and no one wants to have the roof that Santa got injured on, right? So if you want to make sure your roof problems are fixed, call the people that work year-round to fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. So while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, Ava offers the same superior service and value no matter the season with an expert foreman on every job. Call 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com and schedule your on-the-spot free estimate and project drawing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
10:36, it's Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese, 803-0930, talking about structural integrity and the lack thereof in your home. I've got another story to tell you later. But let's go to Hamburg and chat with Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Good morning, Dominic.
Hi, Linda.
Okay. I'll get to the point. 1920s house, 2.5-story, on the ground floor, 9-foot ceiling. I just had bought the house, putting it back into being a house. It was 2-unit rental. And as I stand here looking at it, a crack started to open up on the stairs in the ceiling above. And I quickly stopped what I was doing, and I ran upstairs. And I found that I had put the dining room table maybe 6 feet away, and it was sitting more in a center space. So I quickly moved it to a perimeter wall, and I did the same on the other side. I tried to move any weight away from it, and the crack slowly closed up.
Wow, that's concerning.
Right. And there's no plumbing above it. But in listening to your conversation and your good comments so far, is what they had done above it is they turned a bedroom in the middle of the house into kind of an open space. And I wondered if maybe they passed the load right from the third story over that onto this. Because this is post and beam and balloon construction.
Yeah, okay.
So ledger boards.
So 1920s construction. Post and beam and balloon construction, which means, for those of you that are not familiar with that term, balloon construction means that the walls go from the foundation to the roof, and the floor is hung from the interior of those walls. So there is no separation with different wall systems between the floors. That's what balloon construction means. Now, it seems to me, from what you're saying, that maybe we're missing a header where that wall was opened up. And you're right. There's a load not being properly supported. So that would be my guess from what you've described. And I think I would strongly recommend. Can this be seen from the attic, perhaps?
Don't I wish? And quick answer is no, because it's a finished. It isn't. There's really no attic in this. It's living space in the third story.
Oh wow! Okay, sounds like a wonderful house.
Well, touch wood when I get it fixed up with your good ideas. Thank you very much. but on that second floor, if I may, it looks like they left a big beam across it, across this open space. So where the door was, they opened up to about a 12-foot wide space, and they left in a big beam. Ah, shucks, maybe 6x6 in the ceiling. That seems to span the gap.
Right.
They've done
but
that.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though, Linda.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
can put a header in, yeah. and we could think that we're supporting the weight from above. But where are we sending that weight to?
They're passing load. Did they pass it to Earth?
Yeah.
Did they pass it to Earth?
Yeah, exactly. I see that a lot, too, where someone will put in a structural column in the basement. You'll see this commonly. And they'll think, well, they've got a sag in the floor, so I'm going to put a metal post, adjustable metal post, under the floor joist. Well, that's a very irresponsible thing to do, because all you're doing is pushing up in one spot and pushing down as well. And what you're pushing down on might be just a 4-inch concrete floor, if that. So distribution of that weight load may be what's missing here.
Good insight, good insight.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep listening. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, good luck with that. Yeah, I mean, it's a formula, right? That whole weight load has to be distributed all the way right back down to the foundation. And that seems like that may be the source of that problem, is that that weight load is not going to something structural below it. It's sitting maybe on a floor joist, which could lead to that problem. So I hope that helps you. 803-0930 as we travel next to Cheektowaga and chat with Tom. Good morning, Tom. You're on
Good
WEN.
Morning, Dominic. How are you doing? On this beautiful spring day?
Very, yeah, well said.
Listen, we had a family member who owned a home in North Buffalo, Wellington, Hurdle area, beautiful house.
Uh-huh.
And she had two fireplaces, one in the living room and then one right up above it in her big bedroom. Right?
Okay, got it.
Wood burners. Uh-huh. And a year ago, we were there, and she had a roaring fire going. Everything was fine. Unfortunately, she died suddenly. My son has since bought the home.
Okay.
So he had an inspector come in, like he should have, and the inspector recommended not using, the chimney wasn't safe enough, something about pockets and smoke and whatever. My question to you is, obviously maybe we'll get a second opinion, but are there some ideas that you could come up with that he could still use that fireplace?
Yeah, absolutely. I would bring in a chimney sweep, and many of them have camera technology now. And what we need to do is a video inspection, a camera inspection of the chimney from top to bottom. And it's not unusual to see a degradation in a chimney. It's probably one of the most complex construction pieces in our home that we expect to work without disruption. When you think about what moisture and what the seasons do to a chimney, it's quite dramatic, the expansion and contraction and the freezing and thawing. So a video inspection of that chimney from top to bottom will reveal a few things, including, are there cracks in the flues? Are there gaps, you know, where smoke could perhaps infiltrate and maybe lead flame into structure? Or is there a buildup of creosote which needs to be cleaned out? So that's what if she was a big fire burner, then I would suspect that a lot of what I just said is at play here.
Is there, I don't know if that's the inspection he had done, okay? If those things are true, is there a liner?
Yeah.
He could drop
so
in there?
It depends on what we find. If we find a structural crack somewhere, then we may need to get into chimney rebuilding.
Right.
If it's just a matter of a cracked flue, then, yeah, we can camouflage that with a liner.
It just seems like a big waste to have. It's a beautiful fireplace. I believe my uncle actually made it.
Oh, wow.
And
so the house has been in your family since it was built?
Basically, yes.
Wow.
And my son always loved it. So when, unfortunately, Aunt Pam passed, he bought it from the estate.
That's awesome.
And, it's got a gas thing there, so it helps start the fire.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if he could do a vented insert.
Well, without any question, that is an answer. If he wants to stay in wood burning, though, he
right.
could consider that with a liner within the flue. But if he wants to switch to gas,
switching to gas, though, like right above that fireplace is almost the exact same thing above it for their master bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So that would probably wipe that out then, right?
Well, they would have separate flues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they would have separate flues. It would be interesting to note, I'd like to know more about this inspection that was done.
Okay.
Because if it was a video inspection, then we would know how well these two flues are working. Are they working separately, or are they perhaps, do they join above that second fireplace? That's because another possibility.
I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, because that would lead to the question is, have you ever seen it backdraft into that second floor fireplace where you got soot coming down or smoke smell coming out? That would definitely indicate that they're not separate flues, that they're joined together above that fireplace.
Right. So there is hope of saving this.
I would think so. How does it look like? What does it look like from the outside? Is it structurally sound?
It looks pretty sound.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was kind of stunned that the guy, I mean, I'm as handy as a one-armed paper hanger, let's face it, but I was kind of surprised that the guy recommended not using it, because just a year ago we had roaring fires there and didn't seem to have any problem at all.
And who was this person? What was his credentials?
It was an inspector. I don't know. My son did it. It was some type of a chimney inspector that the realtor recommended he get.
Okay.
So I think they did the camera and all of that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So it's likely then, if it was a video camera inspection, that we have crack flues or something like that. So we obviously need to address that. We can't ignore it.
Right. Okay. Well, we're not going to use it. That's for sure. But I'm glad I called you, and I'll look more into that. But there is hope to possibly save.
Yeah, I would say for sure. It's just a matter of, you know, repairing that, or repairing it's going to be challenging if it's in the middle of the chimney. It'll be, you know, you got to get to it. But a liner would certainly be an answer.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay,
Tom.
Have
a great day.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
10:46 is Hammer Time. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we are, 2 weeks away from Christmas? Could it be true? Only 2 weeks away from Christmas? And, we're just about making that transition to the inside living time of year for the winter. And you may have noticed that we've been hearing more about family members getting sick with things like flus and colds. And we've had this happen in our family, the rampant RSV. Two of my granddaughters got RSV. They both ended up in the hospital overnight. It was quite scary. What we're about to tell you can go a long way in preventing the spread of these annoying and sometimes dangerous diseases. Every time someone sneezes in your house, guess what? They're releasing thousands of viruses and germ particles into the air, and all of that floating dust. And yes, you hear about the dead skin cells. It all could be spreading disease through your house. So let me remind you of what's lurking in your ductwork. The dead skin cells, the bacteria, the mold, the dust mites, dust mite feces, ever present in our heating ductwork, and it is not healthy, people. You need to thoroughly clean and sanitize your ductwork if it hasn't been done by IAP in the last 3 to 6 years. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I've gotten lots of reports of people testing positive for COVID, and you mentioned the RSV. It seems to be even nastier.
Yes.
But, you just go back to, sinus and allergies. I mean, that makes a huge difference. And, of course, you might say, well, I don't have ductwork, or I've just had indoor air out in the last 3 to 6 years. But with the medical grade air purifier, like you and I have, the Healthway is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. So those are a game changer
mm-hmm.
as far as protecting your family during the cold and flu season. And of course, by keeping the humidity at the right levels, it isn't as much of a deal in the cold of winter, but you also float less particles by keeping the relative humidity down with a high-capacity dehumidifier.
There you go. And it's a game-changer for us at the Cortez household as well, the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, the Healthway Medical Grade Air Purifier, and that we have a radiant hot water baseboard system. Peter, the Hammer Time specials for the 9th of December, 2023 are?
Okay, so look, at duct cleaning isn't the sexiest gift under the tree, but we have gift cards of any amount to cover duct cleaning or the medical grade air purifiers or April Airs. And that those are 20% off. So saying that, I can make it a lot easier. If you call me today, I wouldn't call during the week because they're going to go, what? 20%? We're not doing that. So this is kind of a private sale that, you know, we can do 20% off duct cleaning. We still do 350 off on the Healthway Deluxe. That's the 1,200 square foot medical grade air purifier, and 500 off the whole house Super V unit, and 300 off the April Air unit. So wow. Yeah, some great deals, but you know.
So you're saying 20% off on a gift certificate, you could basically save 20% on off everything you do.
Yeah. Now let's be clear. I can't apply the 20% combined with the hundreds of dollars off on the products.
Right.
But the big thing is that we generally don't do 20% off for duct cleaning, you know. So
right.
that's the big catch for this week.
Okay.
Right now.
Here's the number, folks. Get ready to write this down, and we're going to add Peter's extension. So get ready for that as well. 716-683-3000, Peter's extension, 303. Make sure you push in 303. You'll go right to Peter's desk. You want to talk to Peter because he's breaking the rules here on these discounts, so make sure you talk to him. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier
with indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of
children. Memories. When you lose a loved one, the memories sustain you. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve your memories, ensuring your loved one is never forgotten. That's what our family has been honored to do for Western New York families like yours for more than 160 years. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, a fitting tribute that will stand the test of time. Learn more at stoneartmemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Why get an updated COVID vaccine? If you're 65 or older, a COVID vaccine can keep you out of the hospital. And if you have heart disease, a COVID vaccine can help you stay healthy. With COPD or other lung diseases, getting a COVID vaccine can keep you off a ventilator. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID, but some people are more at risk. Know your risk and make sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccine. A message from the New York State Health Department.
The rooms of the holiday season drawings are only at Batavia Downs in December. Cash and gift certificate drawings every Friday and Saturday. Furniture, electronics, and cash are up for grabs. For details, visit BataviaDownsGaming.com. While you're there, discover why Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel is the area's premier entertainment destination. Get info and directions on their Facebook page or at BataviaDownsGaming.com.
Batavia Downs, live more.
Well, what do quality, affordable building materials and backyard ice rinks have in common? Well, I'll tell you, Lenco Supplies, that's what. Come to Lenco right now for the materials and the know-how to create a Western New York pastime in your backyard. Go to any of the Lenco's three locations in Buffalo, Williamsville, and Kenmore, and get the lumber, the fasteners, and the rolls of poly sheets to turn your outdoor space into a winter wonderland. And while you're there, let us load you up with ice melt or rock salt at great prices for safe winter walkways. Those in the know, go to Lenco in-store or online at lenco.supplies. Yeah, you heard me right, lenco.supplies. .1054 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese, and how are ya? 803-0930. If you'd like to squeeze in a question, we'd love to entertain that. But I've got to tell you another story about structural integrity. And this one kind of ties into the caller who talked about what would happen to the homes along the roadways where a traffic might increase if we do away with the 33. And this was an accident where a car was hit. A house was hit by a car in the village of Lancaster on a curve. A driver, irresponsible driver, apparently they said the accelerator got stuck. But anyway, the house was hit by the car at the very corner of the house. Now, this house was built in the early 1900s. It was structurally sound, a good-looking house in the village of Lancaster, with a stone foundation and balloon construction. So, wait till I tell you what happened. Now, when you looked at the house after the point of impact, you saw, you know, some cracked foundation stones, and you saw some damaged siding. And you thought, well, that's not too bad. Well, guess what? The ripple effect of that impact was just astounding. From the impact at the corner of the house, virtually every door in the house no longer closed. And if that's not enough, being that as old as it was, all the walls suffered plaster and crack. Plaster and lath all suffered cracks from that impact. The most astounding of all of the results of that hit was up in the attic, where we saw the rafters cracked from the impact at the ground floor foundation. Just amazing, you know, the cause and effect of that house basically being torqued from the impact at the corner. The worst part about this story, though, has nothing to do about the damage. It has everything to do about the assessment of the damage and the irresponsible way this homeowner was treated by the insurance company. Because as I said to you, looking at the damage, it looked like it was just a minor impact. And they ignored all of those hidden components of what that impact did. And this man, 3 years hence, is still fighting with them to try and get this resolved. And it's really putting a toll on him, as you might imagine, affecting his health and all of that. So I'm heartbroken for what they've had to sustain based on someone's irresponsible behavior and their house taking an impact from a car. It's no question it's a challenging thing to diagnose because it's all hidden. And they really, the biggest thing that the insurance company is doing, and, you know, we can get into the whole discussion about insurance companies and what they're after, which is nothing but profits, But, you know, the whole thing that they're doing is ignoring what this homeowner is telling them. He has nothing to gain from the claim. He just needs to get his house restored. And when he told them that the rafters cracked in the attic, they told him that was a pre-existing condition. So that's not fair. And it breaks my heart to see that he's still dealing with trying to right this after so many years of fighting with the insurance company. And I guess it's going to go to court and all of that. So, yeah, what are you going to do? But there you go, what the ripple effect of an impact can do to a home. Let's go to East Aurora and speak with Brian. Good morning, Brian. You're next.
Hi, Dominic. I bought a house in West Seneca, and the floor was sloping because they had done kind of what you explained. They cut out the floor supports to put in ductwork.
Okay.
So what I did was I bought about 9 of those jack posts and some 4x4s.
Like okay.
Put 4x4s and laid them across the weakened supports.
Okay.
And I was told to, like, increase the jack post by a couple turns every month.
What are they sitting? What are they sitting on?
They're sitting on the concrete floor.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, you're torquing the pressure. You're going to torque up. You're going to torque down, and you're torquing down onto a concrete floor. That's not enough. You need to cut that floor open, and you need to put in a footing, at least a foot deep, and 2 feet wide, to be able to take that torque and do the job that it needs to do, which is structurally support that that movement. So you're on the right track with that, but you need to have that footing in order to support it. Well, great show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. We'll see you next Saturday. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. Go Bills.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.